chairman of the Mayors Association, which is a non-political body, what I feel is sadness, you know, because in all this, schools are closed, it's a lot of waste, and of course, I think that, you know, in a democracy, people have to demonstrate, you know, because for what is due to them. And it's true that the teachers, like other civil servants, have not been paid for months. Now, the students also are demonstrating because of this situation. They are wasting many months, you know, in their curriculum, and for years this happened. What happens is that by the end of the year, they have to learn in a month or so what they should have learned in three months or so, you know, and this is bad for the whole country, you know, for the education system, for everybody else. So it's sadness, and you know, and of course, what I can do is that the authorities try to find a solution to get together to pay for, the teachers.
Will your association ask the government to try to intercede and try to resolve this problem?
Well, I don't feel like as presently that our association has much to say, because this is a very well-known situation, a square situation, I must say. So, if I may say, the teachers have not been paid, and they are demonstrating for their pay. So the only thing, obviously, to be done is to pay them. Now, we have not heard the government saying anything about difficulties or the economic situation, or they intend to do. So far, if the government had said that, the funds that we have now, you know, they allow us to pay 3 months or 4 months or 2 months, and then please, you know, be patient, then you could talk about maybe interceding, you know, but as now, what we can do is to appeal to the government and to find a solution for that.
Why do you think this problem of the non-payment of some civil servants, especially these teachers, has gone on for a long time, as you clearly stated?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I must say that this is not new only for this government. I mean, maybe what can be said about this government is that in the beginning, President Sambi had pledged that the situation would be cleared, you know, and now it's dragging on for years, you know. Obviously, the state as such is not run properly, but also the budget. We have too many civil servants, probably, for what is, for the kind of service that we can afford to pay. Now, it doesn't mean that we have many teachers. Maybe there are other services or other departments of the civil service that could be cut. I don't know. I mean, this is another situation. But obviously, when the state doesn't come with a solution, it has to pay for the civil servants that they are recruiting, and obviously, during these many years, they have been, you know, recruitment has been going on, you know.
How soon do you expect the government to come out to try to resolve this problem with the teachers as well as the students?
Well, I really don't know, you know, but I haven't seen yesterday in Moroni that the situation, you know, was quite tense, you know. I was driving in Moroni, you know, and I saw in different places, I mean, this demonstration, I mean, those young students, or those youths, and I think that it's not good for anybody that such situation, you know, could obtain. And I believe it is the government's duty to try to do something. For your information, the local assembly of Ngazija, which has opened its session, you know, since opening, has refused, has closed again because the police, or the gendarmerie, as we call it here, has beaten up one of the councillors of the local assembly. It seems that the councillor, what he said was to tell the police that they shouldn't beat up some of the students demonstrating yesterday, and then two gendarmes, or one of them, came and beat up the councillors, which is some kind of local MP. So I understand the president of the conseil, you know, of let's say the local assembly, if we may say so in English, has said he refuses to open the assembly unless and until there is some excuse from the authorities. So this shows, you know, the situation how it is. And it must be said that the majority of this assembly is pro-government, is pro-Sambi.
Do you think that it could get very political and that could increase political tensions in the country?
Political, I don't know, you know, whether the opposition can do something about it or they are credible enough for that. But obviously the tension is high, you know, the economic situation is difficult, and you have youth demonstrating, and, you know, nobody can be wise enough to know what could be the consequences for that. And as a responsible person, I appeal to the authorities and everybody to keep, you know, cool, if I may say so.